Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
The coronavirus, that's what's dominating the papers here at home today. The Sun and the Mirror both leading with this story this morning. Irish pair in virus terror, tells the Sun today. And Irish pair home after virus were not screened, is the Irish Independence headline. This is the paper's health correspondent Eilish O'Regan writing this morning that two Irish citizens who were on board a cruise ship now quarantined amid the coronavirus outbreak flew home last weekend without being screened. And that's according to information understood by the Irish Independent. The pair were holidaying on a cruise ship which is now docked off the coast of Cambodia. Sources say the Irish pair has followed all health protocols since landing back here and Ireland remains free of the virus. But it raises questions, according to the Irish Independent, over how tight international procedures to screen people possibly exposed to the virus are. Otherwise, seven other Irish people who were on board the ship are currently being tested for the virus, along with other passengers and crew members. The ship had been stuck at sea after Japan, the Philippines and Thailand turned it away amid concerns that it had passengers who could have been infected. And last Friday, Cambodia finally allowed the ship to dock and some passengers were permitted to leave. We will have more details on this story coming up here on News Talk on Breakfast Briefing, I should say, in around 10 minutes time or so as well. The Irish Examiner leads this morning with Ireland, one of 30 worst climate actors. The country's what's described as appalling record in climate change has been highlighted in a global report which warns that our failure to tackle CO2 emissions targets is putting children's health at risk. And this landmark report from the World Health Organization, UNICEF and The Lancet places Ireland among the bottom 30 countries when it comes to delivering on emissions targets, and the lack of government action in terms of tackling dangerous emissions also poses a serious threat to every child's future and will lead to devastating health consequences due to rising ocean levels, heat waves and also the proliferation of diseases, according to this particular report. That's the story that you just heard Kieran mention there a few moments ago. The Irish Times takes a slightly different look at the story today. In page 2 of the paper, Ireland is among the top 5 countries in the world to be a child, but one of the worst when it comes, as I just mentioned there, to tackling climate change. And the 4 countries ahead of Ireland, France, the Netherlands and the also Korea and Norway in first position. Ireland is ranked 154th in terms of delivering CO2. Otherwise, it ranks in 180th countries in terms of welfare of children and finds that Ireland to be in fifth position when it comes to child flourishing indicators, things like education, nutrition and health. As Kieran mentioned, we'll have more on that story coming up on News Talk Breakfast after 7 o'clock this morning. The Irish Times headline today: almost half of young Irish adults live with their parents. This is the story that caught my eye this morning because it's so reflective of the situation facing many of my own peers, and not just in the 25 to 29 year bracket. It's the number of Irish people aged 25 to 29 who were living with their parents. It grew at one of the highest rates in Europe between 2007 and 2017, according to a new report. And this research by the EU agency Eurofound shows the number of people in this age bracket living with their parents increased by over 11% to 47.2. It compares with a 2% increase right across the EU over the same period. And it comes as builders here are warning that state efforts to try and bolster social housing, along with activity by investment funds, is threatening to squeeze out first-time buyers. Now, the researchers at the EU agency, which is in charge with monitoring working and living conditions, found that for those aged 25 to 29, the largest increases were in Luxembourg, Ireland and Romania. And the agency said right across Europe, many young adults had been forced to move home because the recession, comprising a so-called boomerang generation, and it happened because young people just entering the labour market were often the first ones to lose their jobs as redundancies were introduced. That's according to the research in the report. Also separately, as part of that story, on the front of the Irish Times this morning, the Construction Industry Federation said only about 8,000 of the 21,000 homes completed last year were brought to the market. Of the remaining 13,000 homes built, 5,000 were one-off dwellings, which are generally built by their owners and not offered for sale, while a further 4,300 were acquired or leased by the state for use as social housing. Investment funds bought 95% of the 3,644 apartments completed last year. And the Federation said the €386,000 average cost of a home in Dublin is beyond most would-be first-time buyers. It argued a couple with a combined income of €94,000 would still be unable to get a mortgage that would allow them to buy a home at that price. Like, I have to say, this is the story that caught my eye this morning, and in particular, that's a statistic from the Construction Industry Federation. €386,000, the average cost of a home in Dublin. It's miles beyond the reach of, I'd say, so many first-time buyers. Like, just the back of an envelope calculation this morning, on those figures of €386,000, a single person looking to buy what's described as an average cost of a home in Dublin, they'd need to be earning over €110,000. A couple on €55,000, sure. Is it any wonder so many people are living at home or like myself and house shares with three other people? Anyway, we want to hear from you this morning on this story. Are you surprised that we've one of the highest rates in Europe of young people living at home with their parents? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. A quick look at the tabloids this morning. The Daily Mail leads with a poll. Mary Lou for Taoiseach. Almost half the electorate want Mary Lou McDonald to be the Taoiseach, according to this Amorach Research Extra.ie survey this morning. It shows the Sinn Féin leader is by far the most popular choice to head up the next government. The survey looked at 1,040 sample. The 1,040 strong sample quizzed 42% said that Mary Lou McDonald was their preferred choice for the top position, even though she was also given with the title chance of winning a Dáil vote on the Taoiseach is also due to take place tomorrow as well. Just according to this Amorach Research Extra.ie survey, it shows the two other larger parties. Support for Fianna Fáil dropped by 5% to 17% since the election. Fine Gael down 2.9% to 18%. More on that poll published in the Daily Mail this morning as well, inside the paper also too today. Both the Herald and the Star leading with details in relation to the murder of 17-year-old Keane Mulready Woods, who was killed and dismembered in Drogheda in January. His funeral took place last week, and more in relation to that story in the tabloids today. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be talking about this morning. You may have heard it in the news bulletin there. Government formation, TDs forming groups before the new Dáil sits. This is a number of separate groups now of independent TDs are forming ahead of the first sitting of the 33rd Dáil tomorrow. Sinn Féin has invited independents to talks on potential government formation. A number of groups of non-party deputies also forming ahead of the Dáil convening, and various different groups spearheaded by independents. More editorial comment inside the Irish Times on that story today. Also an interesting story caught my eye in the Irish Times this morning. Dementia cases to more than double by 2050. The number of people living in Ireland with dementia is expected to more than double by 2050 in line with the country's growing older population. This is according to a report published by Alzheimer's Europe. And people diagnosed with the disease will increase from an estimated 55,000 in 2018 to 141,000 by 2050. Some of the reasons why outlined in that report, page 2 of the Irish Times this morning. Just a few of the other interesting stories, though, in the papers today that caught my eye and also online. You may have heard this yesterday, but it's back front and centre of the Examiner this morning. Potato industry must appeal to millennials to survive. Bord Bia and the Irish Farmers Association are set to launch a €1.9 million campaign to reinvigorate the image of the Spud, targeting millennials in particular. It's the second such campaign that they've run, and it'll focus on the nutritional content of potatoes, because Irish farmers are warning that the industry is under threat due to surplus imports and also rising costs. Interesting photograph on the front of the Daily Mail and also the Times UK this morning. Musician plays violin while undergoing brain surgery in a British medical first. It's a pretty incredible photograph. The Daily Mail carries it today, the photograph of the patient. It's a violinist who'd undergone brain surgery while playing the instrument in order to ensure that the doctors didn't damage the part of the brain controlling the delicate hand movement. In a first of its kind for UK medicine, Dagmar Tuner played scales and improvised tunes as surgeons at the King's Hospital, College Hospital in London removed a tumour from her right frontal lobe. And the 53-year-old Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra member had been anxious that the procedure could damage the area governing the delicate hand movement responsible for the most intricate areas of violin performance. It's pretty incredible story. Daily Mail front page today. Also, were you a Disney fan? Or maybe you fancy yourself as a little bit of a Disney princess? Well, they might have the answer for you, because they're launching a wedding dress range, replicating iconic princesses. This is page 14 in The Independent. Imagine dresses by Cinderella, Rapunzel, most commonly seen at kids' parties. But now Disney is taking its iconic princess dresses from the living room TV screens to real-life wedding aisles. The entertainment giant has teamed up with a bridal boutique, Allure Bridals, for a new wedding gown range that will replicate many of the famous Disney characters. Among the 16 styles in the collection are those inspired by Jasmine, Cinderella, Pocahontas and Rapunzel, and Snow White. And the Disney range, which will feature ball gowns, mermaid trains and fit and flare hemlines, will be unveiled next April at the 2020 New York Bridal Fashion Show. The prices, if you're interested, they'll range from $1,200 to $10,000 American dollars for the 7 dresses in the Disney Fairy Tale Wedding Platinum Collection. So I suppose it's each to their own and all of that, but photographs in The Independent today. Finally, and I'm interested in your view on this story, vegans to get their own shelf in the office fridge. This is the front page of the British Times this morning. Vegans should be given their own shelf in the office fridge and a pass from work trips to the races, according to a new set of guidelines for companies. In the UK, the Vegan Society has issued advice to employers about how to look after vegans among their staff, and it's after a judge ruled that they were protected in the workplace by law. The charity's advice, which covers everything from the milk provided in the kitchen to office jokes, tell bosses that as well as a dedicated shelf in the fridge, vegans should be provided with a colour-coded equipment and separate areas to prepare their food. And those who have to work wearing a uniform or using specialist equipment should be offered vegan-friendly versions such as synthetic safety boots and non-leather phone cases. It says as well that they should be allowed not to attend corporate events if there's a horse racing or a team-building event that revolves around animals. And more on that story, those guidelines, the front page of the Times UK this morning. We want to know, though, will you be going to clear a shelf in the fridge, the office fridge, this morning? Should we follow the same UK guidelines? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. Those are the stories. Breakfast making the headlines briefing this morning. On News Talk.